the Saviour of mankind. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We are continually bombarded on radio, television, in the newspapers, and in emails with advertisements for various products that are supposed to make our lives easier, healthier, or happier. Advertisements that are always vying for our attention, claiming their product is genuine and reliable. How sad a reality it is that many turn out to be fraudulent. As a result, it's not surprising people are quite skeptical when they hear news of some revolutionary product that will improve the quality of their life. This is a faithful saying. Friend, the Word of God stands in sharp contrast to the claims of men. That word faithful means trustworthy. Various men over the centuries have tried to discredit the truths found in its holy pages, only to fail miserably. It's reliable. It's withstood the test of time. We can depend on it because Almighty God, our Creator, is its author. And worthy of all acceptation. This phrase means deserving full acceptance. In other words, everyone should believe the following truth because it is a message of love from God to you personally. That Christ Jesus came. The expression is in the past tense. It tells us that the Lord Jesus was willing to come from heaven above into a world contaminated by sin. He was willing to take upon himself humanity by being born into this world through a virgin. Because of God being his Father, he was completely sinless and perfect. The name Christ is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word Messiah and literally means anointed. Moreover, the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. In other words, the Lord Jesus was set apart by God and sent into this world to be the Saviour of mankind. Into the world. This was a world that rejected him, a world ruined and marred by sin, a world in which the inhabitants, his very creatures, said, "Crucify him, crucify him. We will not have this man to reign over us." Luke 23:21 and Luke 19:14. To save sinners. He came to save not just moral and upright citizens, but the murderer, drug dealer, the drunkard, prostitutes, addicts, gamblers, thieves, robbers, and liars. We have all sinned. We may not be as sinful as those in the preceding list, but our thought life easily betrays us as sinners. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus as recorded in Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23. "And he," the Lord Jesus, "said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Sin leads to death and ultimately eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. Thankfully, he has already come and completely finished the work of salvation that God gave him to do." John 19:30. God punished him upon the cross, and by the shedding of his precious blood you could be free from your sins. 1 John 1:7. All you have to do is acknowledge your sinful, helpless condition before God, and accept that the death of Christ upon Calvary's cross was for you personally. Trust Christ today and be saved for eternity.